Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Most Bible believers can't tell the difference between a professional entertainer, singer, and a worshiper. But guess what? God can tell the difference.
Yes.
My guest, who has led worship for some of the largest miracle ministries on the planet, is a worshiper. And when he worships, the tangible, manifest presence of God invades the place. And in God, all things are possible. Yeah. Are you ready for the God invasion? Yeah. I want to find out how Roy Fields became such a carrier of God's presence. Things didn't start out right for Roy. At 2, his parents got divorced. At 8, he became a believer in the Messiah, and he absolutely knew he wanted to help people. And then as a teenager, his mom bought him a guitar, and you used to go into your bedroom with your guitar. Yeah. What were you doing? You locked the door. What were you doing?
Well, I didn't know how to play, so I would watch some other musicians play and everything, but I would lock myself in the room and I would just play for hours. I only knew like 3 chords. So I would just worship these songs that didn't even rhyme.
How could you do it for hours? A young kid, a teenager doesn't do that for hours.
Well, first, I love music, first of all. The second thing is I was getting addicted to what I was feeling when I would sing.
What would you feel?
I would feel a warm sensation come over my body. And I would be singing to him, and all the pain I was feeling from my childhood and my dad not being there and everything that was going on, I was finding the Lord. I don't know if that makes sense, but I was finding the Lord. And his presence would fill my room. And I mean, when you feel God's presence, what else do you want to do?
Okay, I mean, but your life really got changed at 18. You went to Africa. What happened?
Well, I had somebody prophesy over me when I was 16 that I would actually do this. And I ended up in Africa. We went to 4 countries, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, and Mozambique. And the last week, I had an invitation to go to a high school in Marundera High School in Zimbabwe. And I thought I was going to have like a Reinhard Bonnke meeting. You know, I was going to go in there and there are going to be like thousands of people. And I would say, yes, hallelujah, you know. And and unfortunately, there were 8 kids there and they were already saved.
So all the way to Africa to save Africa. 8 kids and they're already saved.
So, I mean, it was like letting the air out of my balloon. But anyway, I just felt a word from the Lord say, call people up for healing. Well, 7 of these 8 came up and they didn't need healing. They wanted to just be prayed for. And I began to lay hands on them, and I'd never done this before. Sid, I wasn't taught. I hadn't learned how to pray for people. I hadn't learned how to lay hands on them yet. And I just did what I felt in my heart to do. I thought when Jesus was baptized in the water and the Holy Spirit came upon him, that's when the power of God entered Jesus. And I said, let the same thing happen to these kids. And I lifted up my hand and I watched a kid go flying out under the power of God. And I honestly, I went like this, Sid. I went like this, I went, I've got the power. I mean, It blew my mind. So, and I just started laying hands on everyone, and they all fell out.
I understand that the group began to grow over eight. What happened?
It did. What happened is that last kid who didn't come forward, I went and prayed for him. And he was sitting in a seat. He was very embarrassed to get up. I went and grabbed his legs and prayed over him.
What was wrong with his legs?
His foot, he had a cleft foot that was, he walked funny. Everybody knew him. And I thought, if this doesn't work, I'm in Africa. Nobody will remember me anyway. So I was like, it's okay. And I prayed and nothing. I was like, in the name of Jesus, you know, and nothing happened. And then the kid goes, Jesus, please. And in my hands, that kid's foot snapped and it went like this. And I'll be honest, I wasn't like, come on, praise the Lord. I was like this, oh my God. And all the kids started speaking in a language because they knew it was real. He got up, walked around, and the next meeting we had 300 kids jam-packed the classroom.
Well, that would change anyone's life. But I'll tell you what, I want you to stand up right now. Studio audience, you stand up. I want you at home. You think I don't see you? Well, you're right. But stand up anyway. I want you to stand up. And when you've done everything else with the attacks of life, stand and watch the salvation of God. Let's hear Roy Fields. Stand up.
Supernatural. If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So Roy Fields is invited to Wales, where quite a long time ago they actually had a revival there. But he's going there only for a few nights. What happened?
Well, we went there for 4 days. We're supposed to do a conference. And when we got there, I already had this expectation in me that something extraordinary might happen. The church we were in had not had a big move of God, a revival, since the 50s. And when I got there, it was extraordinary. I would lead worship, and we would go for at least an hour and a half to 2 hours each night, given any night. And then I would preach at the end of that. And I don't know how to say it, but the whole air changed in the place. I could almost feel like maybe what Evan Roberts, for instance, might have felt back in 1904, the guy with the Welsh revival and everything. And I looked around and I just knew this is what God wanted to do with this place. So it was like revisiting something that already taken place years ago. And all I know is people did not want to leave the services, Sid, until 1 o'clock in the morning. The pastor's trying to shut the lights off and he can't because people are laid out all across the entire halls, out the doors and everything.
Tell me about that bar owner.
There's a bar owner who was locking up. He was watching these meetings increase every single night. And he's only about 25 yards, the pub, as they call it in the UK. And he was closing up the door one day. And somebody told me it was like 12:30 at night. And he's closing up the door. And as he looks out, here comes people stumbling out of the church doors. And he's thinking to himself,
competition.
Yeah, really. And he's thinking, I didn't serve these guys. What is going on over there? So the word started to spread. And next thing you know, we had a prostitute come into the meeting that used to go to that bar. And because of what was happening in those meetings, she went to the bar, walked up to these two guys. I don't know if she had known them or not. And she said, put your drinks down. You know, if you died today, you would end up in hell, don't you? And they said, yes. And she grabbed him by the shirt, walked him 25 yards into the building, and both of them fell to their knees. One guy confessed of murder. The other guy gave his life to Christ. And both of them, from what I understand today, are now going to church. And they're plugged in to God.
Well, you know, there is the counterfeit and the authentic. The counterfeit the world has, get drunk on wine. What that's a counterfeit of is the new wine of the Holy Spirit. And people are so happy that people think they're drunk. And that's what that bartender was doing. Yeah. But you and your wife went out on the streets and you were shocked when you were witnessing to people. Yeah. What did they tell your wife?
Well, my wife on a Saturday, because we were there every night of the week doing meetings, Melanie, my wife, would go out on the streets and we'd have a crowd of about 100 people or so that we would take out to teach them how to evangelize. And it seemed to be 9 out of 10 people, now listen to this, 9 out of 10 people in Wales are either A, atheist, or don't believe in church. Okay. And so she would walk up to some of these people and they started saying to her, these are completely unbelievers.
Right.
And they were saying, I had a dream that you were going to come to me this morning and tell me about Jesus. I mean, so we were touching a lot of people throughout the streets there, and those dreams, you know, to hear that, it was confirmation that we were doing what we were supposed to do.
Tell me about the woman that just loved your song about angels, which happens to be my favorite song, who fell off a roof and broke her back.
In 2004, this lady fell off a roof, and she was basically on every single medication you can imagine. I think it was like Oxycontin, Darvocet, Percocet. She was in so much pain that she had to leave the meeting because we hadn't started praying for everybody. So her friend, who was impatient, came to me and said, why won't you pray for my friend? You know, this meeting's been for 4 hours. And I'm like, well, I lead worship for 2 hours and then we preach. And she said, well, she's leaving. And I said, ma'am, what's wrong? What's going on? She goes, oh, she says, I'm in so much pain. She says, I have to leave. If I don't get a miracle, I can't live like this much longer. And I looked at her and said, I just knew by the Spirit God wanted to heal her right then and there. And I said, ma'am, look at my eyes. I said, I promise you, when I pray for you, God is going to heal you right now. Do you believe me? And I don't know, something about whatever was said, she looked at me and I knew she believed. I put my hand on her back. Now remember, there's nobody out there. Her friend is looking in disbelief. I put my hand on her back and I said, Jesus, you can heal this. I said, I command those bones, muscles, ligaments, tendons to line up with the Word of God in the name of Jesus. And as I did that, her bones began to pop in my hand, right up her back. And she went like this. She looked up and she went like this. And she said, oh my God. I said, come on, ma'am, let's go walking. And then she started walking. And she said to me, what do I do next? And you know, I'm not a doctor, but I prescribed her something. I said, take 2 doses of my music and call me in the morning.
Well,
in the presence of angels is what she listened to.
I'm going to tell you something. This is my favorite song by Roy. But in the presence of angels, as this music goes forth, people are seeing angels, they're having visitations from God, they're getting physically healed. Get ready, because you are in the presence of angels.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
When Roy Fields worships, the atmosphere of heaven fills the room. People sense a new intimacy with God. Call now and get Roy Fields' 2 worship CDs, Stand Up and Fill This Place. That's 19 anointed songs. Plus, when you call, you will also receive 2 bonus worship CDs hand-selected by Sid Roth. That's a total of 4 audio worship CDs. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9349. People who have listened to these worship CDs have been physically healed, ushered into the angelic realms, received supernatural peace, released from despair, emptiness, depression, and even suicide, delivered from demonic activities and addictions, set free from anxiety and fear, sensed the glory and presence of God, experienced heavenly dreams and visions, and so much more. Miss out on getting Roy Fields' 2 worship CDs, Stand Up and Fill This Place. That's 19 anointed songs. Plus, when you call, you will also receive 2 bonus worship CDs hand-selected by Sid Roth. That's a total of 4 audio worship CDs. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9349. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9349 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I want to find out, Roy, to you, what is worship?
That's a big question. Worship to me is the reverential adoration to God, not because He is God, but because I want to worship Him. I want to love Him.
Yeah, but I don't play the piano. I don't play any instruments. So is it just for you, or how about someone like
me? For everyone. God is searching every heart, looking for someone to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
So you know what I love to do? I love to worship God in supernatural languages, in tongues, and make melodies unto God.
Do
you ever do that?
Absolutely. I don't know where I'd be without it, to be honest with you.
Okay, tell me about a few days ago, you were in your living room and something phenomenal happened.
Well, this happens from time to time. I was laying in my
living room. That's not fair. It hadn't happened to me yet.
Well, I'm laying in my living room, and there are many times that I'm thinking about God. I think about Him all the time. And I find myself on the floor, and I just get lost. And I'm not in a place of desperation where I'm asking Him to do something for me. And I'm not in a place where I'm telling Him, oh, thank you for all you've done for me. I'm actually in this place of, God, I just love you. You're just absolutely amazing. And I don't know what I'd do without you in my life. And that's where I go. I go right there, and I don't have to be in any environment. It could be anywhere. I just love Him.
When you were 21, you would go into a church and the pastor gave you the key and you'd lock yourself in that church.
Oh, man.
What would you do?
I would go and sit at the piano. You know, nobody would be there. The lights would be dim in the place. And when I'd go in, I'd just worship Him. You know, these are my years as a youth, being a young adult growing up and just connecting with Him. And as I played and I would worship Him, there was this one particular moment. You know, I'm a young man, I'm single, I'm not married yet. I'm moved down from New York to Florida, and I'm just like, God, I'm open for anything you want to do. My life is completely yours. And as I'm worshiping the Lord, I sense the presence of God come in the room, and I look to my right, and where people would normally sit in the place, there was nobody there. But I looked in the main aisle, and there were a set of brass feet that walked in, and they had sandals on them. And that's all I saw. Now, I didn't know if it was God. I didn't know if it was Jesus. I didn't know if it was the Holy Spirit. I didn't know if it was an angel. Here's what I did know. I knew it was from the Lord. And when I looked at that, I shook. And I wasn't like, hey, Jesus. I was like, oh, my God. And I just ducked underneath the piano, totally afraid, but in a wonderful afraid of the Lord. And I heard the Lord's voice, and He said, I am with you. And I think I didn't get out of the place until about 2 a.m. I was just wrecked. I was just wrecked. And this has been my relationship with the Lord. This is how it's been for me. From the tough life in the early years till now, I'm just in love with God. He's amazing, He said.
You know, God is so amazing. I'm going to tell you something. Roy got a song in Wales that was downloaded from heaven about who God is from Genesis to Revelation. It's called You Are God. And whether you know it or not, God is God, and God is your God, and God has a destiny for you, and God has a purpose for your life. You don't you take those pills. Don't you commit suicide, because God is God. Roy Fields, You Are God.
You were there when the earth was void and formless, covered only with the darkest night. You were there stepping out onto nothing, spoke your word and light began to shine. You are God. I refuse to serve another. You are God. We declare in awe and wonder. You are God. Let all the earth resound. Let every king take off the crown. 'Cause you are God. A shout that you are God.
When the sound like rushing waters, we sing below.
When Roy Fields worships, the atmosphere of heaven fills the room. People sense a new intimacy with God. Revival. You can actually feel the presence of God drawing you near Him when you listen to this music. Call now and get Roy Fields' 2 worship CDs, Stand Up and Fill This Place. That's 19 anointed songs. Plus, when you call, you will also receive 2 bonus worship CDs hand-selected by Sid Roth. That's a total of 4 audio worship CDs. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9349.
I can actually feel the tangible presence of God coming into the room. And everybody that's in the place, they feel the same thing. We've had testimonies come in. People that have depression, when they listen to this, they instantly have instant peace. And people have experienced healing. In the presence
of angels. People who have listened to these worship CDs have been physically healed, ushered into the angelic realms, received supernatural peace, released from despair, emptiness, depression, and even suicide, delivered from demonic activities and addictions, set free from anxiety and fear, sensed the glory and presence of God, experienced heavenly dreams and visions, and so much more. In addition, you will also receive 2 bonus worship CDs that have been hand-selected by Sid Roth. This is worship music you will listen to over and over again.
I believe that that same hunger within Roy to get closer to God, to just sell out every fiber of his being to God, it's going to transmit to you, and you are going to become a worshiper of God. And guess what? God won't be able to resist you.
Don't miss out on getting Roy Fields' 2 worship CDs, Stand Up and Fill This Place. That's 19 anointed songs. Plus, when you call, you will also receive 2 bonus worship CDs hand-selected by Sid Roth. That's a total of 4 audio worship CDs. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9349. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9349 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Why does a rabbi get involved in deliverance, people that have evil spirits? Why does a rabbi say it's so simple? You can take care of it yourself. Why does a rabbi say you will have unprecedented peace when you're totally free? Anyone interested?
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.